Welcome to the 17th Vanachta Amcha recording for the week of Parsha Shmoyz. The following two stories have been called in by a very chashid young man from Eretz Yisrael, and Yashar Koyach to Kavash Koch and Protest for giving us rishus to say it over. The first story involves a Yid who wanted to install an air conditioner on his friend's roof. If you needed to install it on the wall outside the window of his apartment, he would have to make a whole special drilling, and the installation would cost an extra 600 shekel. He was tight on money. He didn't want to have to do that, so he just wanted to install the air conditioner on his friend's roof. However, his friend, the neighbor, was being ma'akev, was giving him a hard time. He didn't want to give him rishos, and he couldn't understand why he's not giving him rishos. And unfortunately, a small machloikis began to develop. Now, there was a different neighbor who chapped what was happening, and he said, Oyvei, machloikis. Machloikis is such a serious thing. I don't want a machloikis. Who knows what the end of this machloikis might turn out to be. And with that, he donated 600 shekel. He didn't even have it at the time. He borrowed the money and then donated 600 shekel for this cause, just in order to stop this machloikis from spreading, from getting any greater. He gave the man 600 shekels so he'd be able to install it on his wall. The Shalom al Yisrael. What a merdek and maise. This nice illustrates how this yid chap, that just like you spend money for mitzvahs, well, guess what? Bava shalom and adam achivero is also a mitzvah. And for sure, you're not going to lose out when you're doing the right thing. And with that, he donated 600 shekel to save the day. And I just want to be moisif also, as the very chashmir gemara called it and was moisif, that you see in the tzavak doisha, in the sefer yisoid v'sharish avoida, a powerful, powerful line, how far a person needs to stay away from any connection to a machloikes. Right, the Yisoid v'sheirish ha'avayda. U'mikol ha'dvarim sheba'oilam. Ein lucha dover sheyevalda l'sa'odam mi'avayda sa'boiru yisparach shemoy. B'yisale. What stares a person the most from serving the Eibishter? Mi'kavona satfila u'mibitul toira from steiging and davening and learning. Kivoya machloikis. Nothing could compete to machloikis. Machloikis is what disrupts a person the most, and a person has to stay far, far away from it. As I stated in the Tzavah Kedosh Simon Kof Dalid. The next story involves a Yid living in Yerushalayim who had and a house in Tveria he was looking to rent out. And for a while now, a number of months passed, he wasn't able to find any new tenants. One day, he got a call. There was a couple. It was about to be getting married, and this couple was interested in renting his house in Tveria. However, they did not agree for the price he was asking. They wanted a little lower, and they also wanted to make some changes in it. But Lamaisa, this year felt desperate. He already lost a number of months of not having rent, and he wanted to start the chaperon as soon as possible. So he made a whole trip from Yerushalayim to Tveria, back and forth, could take a whole day. And Lamaisa gave up a day in order to make all the traveling, to go up to Tzaria in order to sign the lease with the new people. When he got there, he was talking with them, and he discovered that, believe it or not, the name of the person didn't sound Jewish. And he asked him, are you Jewish? So the man replied, I'm not Jewish. However, my future wife, she is Jewish. And when this Yid heard this, he said, I don't think I can rent you the apartment. I'm so sorry. I don't want to have a yad in this type of a marriage. This alpi halacha is asur. A yid has to marry a yid. And therefore, he backed out and he went back to Yerushalayim. He wasn't sure when his Yeshua would come. He was desperate to find tenants, but he felt deep down he definitely did the right thing. And there's no question about it. He did a big mitzvah. The very next day, he got a phone call. There was a Yiddish couple that was looking to rent a house in Tveria, and they heard about his house, and they said, we would like to rent your house in Tveria, and we heard exactly how much you're asking for, that's fine with us, and we're ready to move in, we'll take it the way it is. And to make things even more amazing, they said, we happen to be in Yerushalayim now, no need to travel to Tveria. We can meet in Yerushalayim to sign the lease contract. And with that, this Yid, the very next day, after turning down the previous potential tenants, he was able to get himself new tenants for even a higher price, and to save himself a whole day's worth of traveling. What a moyer dikemaisa! You never lose out! when you do the right thing. Let's always keep the chizik in mind. V'anachnu amcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rooting for us to be matzliach, to always make the right decisions. Habolitayer, Misayin loy.